Welcome to Hustle and Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given gifts. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustle and Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. It can be easy to lose hope in a world filled with chaos. The past couple of weeks have been very difficult for me, and I'll be discussing that in an upcoming episode. So be sure to subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed, because this is one story that is incredibly wild. Now, despite how difficult these weeks have been, God has shown me on more than one occasion that He's with me. The reason why I was able to see His hand in the situations that I've been dealing with is because I was actively looking for moments for me to celebrate. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I've been trying my best to live out what the Bible says in James 1, verses 2 through 4. And it reads, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Did you catch that? Regardless of how dark your situation looks, I've lived long enough to know that it's always darkest before the dawn. The number of obstacles that you encounter serves as an indicator as to how big the blessing God has in store for you. Sadly, so many of us, myself included, give up before we get a chance to see the blessing God wanted to give us materialize. And so there have been times I've delayed or missed out on some blessings God wanted to give me due to losing hope and fear. And the list goes on. So when I find myself wanting to throw a pity party, I remind myself, you have to fight for joy. And this is a phrase that my mom yelled. I mean, did I say yell? I meant said to me when I went complaining to her about my situation. Mind you, the same situation that she's been going through as well, but with a completely different demeanor. If you can't steal my joy was a person, you would definitely see a photo of my mom. She literally has a peace that surpasses all understanding because she focuses on Christ. The world could be completely falling down around her, and she would still be cool, calm, and collected, and would be able to quickly determine the best course of action in order to avoid being hit by the debris. I'm jealous of how she's been able to stay happy and calm despite being surrounded by chaos and destruction. Due to my unwillingness to fight for joy, once again, I have forfeited or delayed so many blessings. Joy is not just a temporary emotion. It's a state of being that can bring about positivity and resilience in our lives. Even in the midst of life's storms, we must intentionally focus on the good and cultivate gratitude. Now, I'm well aware that I am a never-ending project. So one of my goals in life is to consistently prioritize joy. Doing so will ensure that my mind, body, and soul are aligned, which is crucial for our overall health. So how do we fight for joy? It starts with making a commitment to be intentional and not allowing negativity to overshadow how we approach our circumstances, people, family, finances, careers, marital status, and health. Regardless of how well you prepare, you will encounter circumstances that are out of your control. And this is one of the reasons why it's imperative that I start my day in prayer. I couldn't imagine living my life without Christ, because whenever I find myself going down the rabbit hole of despair, I remind myself about all the other fiery darts Satan threw at me, but Christ didn't allow to penetrate my shield of faith. And that's Ephesians 6, 10 through 11. Okay, so that will definitely get you feeling in a more appreciative mood real quick. Remember, as Christians, if we're not in sin, God does not allow us to endure more than what we can bear. In fact, he causes all things to work together for our good if we put him first. None of the situations we undergo will be in vain. However, one thing that I have noticed is that if we live our lives on offense more than defense, we will be a lot happier. I go into that analogy a lot more in a video called How to Handle Retaliation with Strength. And it's either going to be here or here, so just check. Too many of us live our lives complaining about what is done to us. And I get it. Life is unfair. There are systems in place that I don't foresee changing in my lifetime. Since this is the case, what are you going to do to rise above those obstacles? For me, I know God has already made plans for me and causes me to lean on him even more and ignore what random people have to say about how I live my life. Now, I'm not about to buy things I don't need with money I don't have to impress people I don't like. This is why I'm very picky about the people that I allow into my world. Who we surround ourselves with will influence what we believe, think, and feel. The words we allow people to speak and accept play a major role in shaping our world. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, because words matter. And now a word from our sponsor for this episode, LoveMeHair.com. Regardless of your style, Love Me Hair allows you to slay every day without spending a fortune. Love Me Hair is a women-owned business with nearly a decade of 100% human hair wig expertise. They develop high-quality, beautiful, easy-to-install, undetectable glueless lace wigs. Love Me Hair offers exchanges and returns of unused wigs within 30 days of receipt. For this week only, go to LoveMeHair.com and use the promo code HIF27 to save 27% off of your purchase. It's time to experience effortless elegance with Love Me Hair. Back to the show. And this is why I don't accept whatever nonsense people project. Insecure people love to place limitations on people they feel threatened by, because your success reminds them of their failure. Rather than put in the work to achieve their own goals, they would much rather prevent you from achieving yours. Yet, so many of us, myself included, have still tried to please these types of people. Now, I think we do this deep down because we all want to belong to a family, right? We're constantly bombarded by negativity from people who really shouldn't matter. So it's only natural that we seek refuge among our family. However, the term family is relative. If that person isn't living up to their title of mother, brother, sister, father, cousin, whatever, then you need to make sure that you don't allow this person to contribute to your world. Family is more than blood. Families are made up of people who have your best interests at heart. They tell you the truth, even when it hurts. They want you to achieve your dreams and will help you remove anything that prevents you from doing so. Sometimes it may take a while for us to achieve our dreams, right? Due to a lack of funding. Trust me, as someone who has been broke, not to say that I'm rich, I am not by any means, but as someone who's been broke, I realize this is not an ideal situation. Okay. However, you don't have to allow being broke to cause you to lose your joy. During my broke periods, I became super resourceful. I couldn't pay for the services I wanted to purchase, so I took that time to invest in myself to learn those skills. Shout out to the School of YouTube, because I learned a lot from this platform. Instead of being upset about not being in a position to purchase the products and services, it brought me great joy to gain this knowledge because it allowed me to change the trajectory of my career. Learning new skills allowed me to create new opportunities for myself. It gave me a sense of freedom knowing that I had the ability to leverage these skills in order to help motivate others in their goals. This is going to sound kind of crazy, but one of the main reasons I attribute to the ability to have joy is because I embrace my marital status. Now, my marital status is single. A lot of people would be like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry for you. And it's like, you don't have to feel sorry for me. I am perfectly happy being single. Being single and not having any children has allowed me the opportunity to pursue so many different passions that I, quite frankly, knowing who I am and my personality and everything, I just would not have been in a position to be where I am if I were perhaps, you know, married with children. Now, I'm still open to the possibility of getting married, but it's not, it's not something that I have to have. It's just not. And as far as kids goes, love them, but I don't want them. All right. So I have come to terms with where I am in my life. And I know it's very different than what society deems as happiness. But again, because I have rejected society's norms in general, in terms of the whole marital status thing, I have found so much more joy in my life because now I'm like, there's this imaginary pressure off of my shoulder that I put on myself, by the way. My mom has never in any way, shape, or form, you know, been one of those parents that's like, yeah, I get married to have kids. She's never been like that. So I go into this a little bit more in another video that I'll link somewhere in here, but that's another reason in another area that we need to really think about incorporating into our desire to have joy is where are we in our marital status? And so many people that are single oftentimes despise their marital status as single. So that's one of the reasons why I brought that up. And last but not least, another area that we need to make sure that we are having joy in is our health. Health is something that we tend to put on the back burner when we're going through trials and tribulations and things of that nature. But it's one of the things that needs to be put in the forefront because you cannot pour from an empty cup, right? So if you're not taking care of your health, you're not going to the gym, you're not, and you don't have to necessarily go to the gym, but you know what I mean? Like working out at home or going to the gym or just making sure that you're having at least 30 minutes of some sort of activity of exercise is going to place you in a position to do so many more things that you're going to want to be able to do in the future. So you have to take care of your body now so you can be in a position to do some of the things that you wanted to do in the future. You don't have to wait for retirement to enjoy your life. You can enjoy your life right now, but you need to make sure that you're taking care of your health first. That is very important. And there's all sorts of aspects of health, right? So we've got our physical health. We need to take care of our mental health. Again, that's why I was telling y'all, get rid of the toxic people, whether they be family, whatever. Just get rid of them from your life completely because, you know, you don't want unnecessary people in your life stealing your joy, okay? Because you only get one life. And here's the funny thing with health. In terms of health, you know, there are so many little things that you can do, you know, to really boost your mood. And so one of the things I like to do is, you know, I enjoy every now and then going to get my nails done, right? Getting my hair done. Or, you know, here's another thing. I'm doing a sponsorship with Love Me Hair. If I want to change up my look, I can, hey, put on a wig and call it a day and just pretend that you're somebody different. Whatever you got to do to make sure that you are enjoying your life and having your, you know, making sure that you're putting your health first is going to place you in a better position to do all the other things that we just spoke about. So in the event that you are in a situation that you're just like, I just don't know what else to do, I want to encourage you to fight for joy. So this is actually going to be a two-part series. So I think this video is just going to be Fight for Joy Part 1. And next episode, I'm going to focus a little bit more on how to fight for joy in business, because I think that, you know, a lot of what I've discussed today could easily apply to business, but I really want to go into a little bit more detail regarding that. So be on the lookout for the next video, How to Fight for Joy in Business. And I thoroughly hope that you enjoyed today's episode. In the event that you feel that there's someone else that could benefit from seeing this content, be sure to share it with your friends, like the video, and be sure to subscribe to the channel. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.